And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is secrets. Each of my guests is giving away secrets about his or her topic. My next guest is the Che Guevara of guerrilla selling. He's going to give us 7 guerrilla strategies to double business in a year. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And to get the phones ringing, I'm going to give away 2 sandwiches or 2 salads to Urbane Cafe to the 3rd caller who calls in at 639-0008. Call in and win. The sandwiches or salads can be redeemed at either one of the Urbane Cafe locations, one in Ventura on Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other in Oxnard at the intersection of Rose and Gonzalez. My next guest, Orville Ray Wilson, was voted one of the top 5 sales and marketing speakers in America for the year 2010, and he's nominated a second time for the year 2011. Orville has been a full-time professional speaker since 1980. He's taught management development programs for the University of Colorado and the University of Denver. He's created innovative business courses for Habridge House, the University of Toledo, the Spring Institute for International Studies, Australia's Canberra College of Advanced Education. He's even pioneered workshops on capitalism for the TMN School of Management in the Russian Republic. His first book was titled Guerrilla Selling. It was published back in 1991. It became the best-selling classic, and it made his name as an innovator in sales and marketing. Orville is a senior partner at the Guerrilla Group. He and his team build multi-million-dollar seminar company and have conducted thousands and thousands of public presentations as well. He keeps his books up to date. Joining us from the beautiful state of Colorado, how are you today, Orville?
I am terrific, marvelous, swell, great, excellent, all of the above. I'm having a terrific day. How about you, Billy?
Good. Oh, things are great here in Ventura County as well. So let's dive right into it, if we can, because you're known for the guerrilla series of books. So why do today's businesses need to rely on guerrilla tactics to succeed?
Well, the metaphor, of course, comes from guerrilla warfare. How do you fight back when you're outnumbered and outspent and outgunned by the competition? A typical example would be, a mom-and-pop Ace Hardware store. How do you react when Home Depot moves in down the road?
Yes.
Although most of our clients are actually large companies who are trying to get their people to think more like a small business and take responsibility for their own growth and their own development. Guerrillas rely on 3 resources that they have in abundance, and these are 3 areas where no one can outspend you, and these are time, energy, and imagination. And we have those in abundance, and we deploy them instead of a massive army of salespeople or a massive marketing budget.
All right, Orville. Now, interesting. Time, energy, and innovation are the 3 cornerstones of it. But time is a fixed thing. We've all got 24 hours in a day. So what makes the guerrilla more aggressive with his or her time than, say, someone who works for a large corporation?
Well, they manage their time very carefully. For one thing, one of the guerrilla secrets is to take control of your time. Half the meetings that you're asked to attend are not necessary, and half the time in the necessary meetings are wasted. So guerrillas are very, very careful. You have a 5 times better chance of reaching your customer between 9 and 10 a.m. That's called the golden selling hour, and so guerrillas will never agree to attend a meeting between those times, and if they do agree to attend a meeting, they ask for an agenda in advance, and when their manager says, well, there isn't an agenda, it's just a Tuesday meeting, well, then your reply should be, well, just because it's Tuesday is not a good enough reason to take me out of the field and have a meeting, thank you very much, I have other commitments. Another time management secret for guerrillas is to make one more stop. After you've given up, after you've quit for the day, on your way home, there is an office building that you have driven past 100 times, and you've thought to yourself, haven't you, that there is probably some business to be had in there.
Mm-hmm.
Make that stop, and you have a 7 times better chance of doing business with someone at the end of the business day. And I don't know whether it's just because the pressure is off or you don't really have anything to lose, but this tactic can increase your overall productivity by about 10 or 15%. right away. Just make one more call at the end of the day.
One more call at the end of the day. It's interesting how that works. My guest is Orville Roy Wilson. We're talking about his guerrilla tactics for doubling your sales in a year. So time, energy, imagination are what we have in abundance that we can use to outspend, outwit our competition. Give us some of your strategies. Give us the secret sauce, if you will, Orville. I mean, the 9 to 10 a.m., that is a great golden rule. I like that. I made note of that. And, of course, I've heard the make that one extra stop. I did not know that it was 7 times better chance of landing a sale if you make that one extra stop. That might be worth the price of admission. What are some other tips you can give us?
Well, we promised 7 strategies to double your business in a year. The first of these guerrilla strategies is investment. And guerrillas invest in 4 areas. They invest in people, they invest in technology, they invest in themselves, and they invest in their community. Start by investing in your people. People are the most expensive item in your business.
Yes.
And they're also your most upgradable resource. And we have this argument with clients all the time. They'll say, oh, we can't afford training. So, well, what do you mean you can't afford to train them? So, well, what if we train them and they leave? To which I respond, well, what if you don't train them and they stay? think this through. So, you know, first of all, you know, train your people. Invest in technology. Make sure that you have a state-of-the-art laptop, that you have high-speed internet access, that you have a complete database of all your customers up to date, that you're using the very best, most advanced customer relationship management software that's out there. Technology can give you a tremendous edge, particularly in the information age. Information is the new currency of the 21st century, and so having all of that information, customer history, status of the product in your warehouse, shipping details, past contracts, other related accounts, all at your fingertips is a tremendous advantage.
Let me stop you right there, Orville, because this is one of the areas where my listeners have the biggest challenge, and that is deciphering what's the right technology for me, what's the right technology for my business, because there are just a plethora of different choices that are out there to make. In the, you know, the time-starved entrepreneurial world, where do you get time to figure out what's the best technology to be implementing in your business?
Well, I would say talk to your competition and ask them what they're using. There's certainly a number of internet forums out there. If your sales manager hasn't already dictated some of these decisions already, then some simple choices you can make. One of the best investments I've made technologically is my iPhone. I mean, this thing has more computing power in it than the space shuttle,
yeah.
Which is why they retired it. And it a fully internet-connected handheld computer with multiple gigabytes of memory in it, and it will do anything just about that my laptop will do, and it fits in my pocket. I mean, how could you not, you know, adopt that? And it runs your choice of 150,000 applications. Most of them are free. I mean, how can you beat that?
You can't. Yeah, absolutely can't. My guest is Orville Roy Wilson. We're talking about strategies to help improve sales, almost double it in a year's time. So in people, they invest in people, they invest in technology, they invest in themselves and the community. Tell me more about investing in yourself as a salesperson, if you will, Orville.
Well, you know, there's no such thing as a born salesman. You know, sales is at least as complicated as being a brain surgeon, and it takes something on the order of 15 years to become a good brain surgeon. And yet we take people right out off the street and we give them the standard 3-part sales training. Here's your desk, here's your phone, good luck. and that's it. So guerrillas recognize that they need to understand not only all of the technical aspects of their product, but all of the technical aspects of their competitor's product and any other product that might be a suitable substitute for their product. And they have the dual challenge of understanding the human psyche. And so understanding the psychology of your customers is just as important as understanding your product and your competitive environment. So guerrillas always look for opportunities to study any of those aspects in depth. They go to seminars, they go to workshops, they go to webinars, they listen to your show to keep up to date on the very most advanced psychology in the field.
Well, then let me stop you right there, because you've got some magic selling questions that lead to sales every single time. Give us some insight onto that, because we all need to learn, and maybe you've got some insights that my listeners haven't heard. What are some questions, some things that will lead a prospect closer to the sale if you just sit down and ask that question?
I have a list of 37 magic selling questions.
Wow.
We call them the 37 magic selling questions because there are 37 of them. And anyone who sends me an email from your show, I'll be happy to forward them that list. They can send it to OrvilleRay@GorillaGroup.com, or they can go to your website and get a link. I think the three most important questions to ask a customer are, what are you using now? What do you like most about it? And what do you like least about it? Now, notice the parallel construction. We're asking, what do they like? What do they like?
And mm-hmm.
avoid asking the form in a negative way, because then it seems like you're trying to find fault with the competitor.
Mm-hmm.
What are you using now? This tells you, you know, what their need is. And if they're buying your product from someone else, then they might as well be buying it from you if you can give them some, you know, advantage, some reason to switch. So what do you like most about it? That's going to tell you the criteria on which they're going to base their decision.
Mm-hmm.
Your offering must provide, at an absolute minimum, the equivalent, at least within the frame of those criteria. It has to do all of the things that they currently like. And if you can then provide or fix some of the issues that they don't like about the current product or the current supplier that they're using, now you can offer them a reason to switch and a reason to do business with you instead.
Wow, that is a great tip. My guest is Orville Ray Wilson. We're talking about the 7 guerrilla strategies to help double a business in a year. That was wonderful. Great. So now we invest in our people, technology, ourselves, and in the community. What are some other tips?
Well, in addition to investment, one of the tactics is to offer an assortment of options and choices and alternatives. The more different price points you can offer your customers, the broader the constituency of prospects that you can serve. It also takes a lot of time for a customer to develop a confidence in you. So if you can offer the customer a low-priced offering that they can purchase and develop a relationship with you over time. You know, I remember the first time I bought a book on Amazon, I spent maybe $10 and I was freaking out about it. You know, now I routinely go on there and spend, you know, hundreds of dollars at a time and don't even give it a second thought. So if you can move your customer up the curve to better quality, to better packaging, to better service, to more inclusive bundles, at higher and higher and higher price points as they build confidence in their relationship with you, that's one of the quickest ways to build revenue and to build margin. It costs 5 times as much to sell a new customer as it does to upsell the equivalent dollar volume to an existing customer.
And that is a good tip. Let's go back to that Amazon example. I like that, Orville. And let's talk about Amazon, and let's talk about it in this respect. How do we build trust with our customers, like Amazon built trust with you? This is such a suspicious marketplace. How can we build that trust quickly, like Amazon got you to try it and then has eventually moved you up the ladder?
Well, third on our list of 7 strategies here is consistent. And, you know, in 1934, there was a company that had developed... They used a centrifuge to remove most of the water from soup, and then they were able to put it in a can, and it was very compact. They developed this for the military in World War I. And after the war was over, they were looking for ways to bring this product to the civilian market. And so they used the guerrilla marketing weapon of the time, which was radio, and they ran an ad with a jingle that I'm sure you've heard. It went, Campbell's soup is...
Mm-mm good.
Good, right? And we've been listening to that jingle since 1934, and all I have to do is say, Campbell's soup is, and you'll complete the sentence.
Like a Pavlovian dog, yeah, exactly.
You can't help it.
Yep, that's
Try
so
not
true.
To think Campbell's soup is...
Mm-mm good, you can't get it out of your head.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Then about 10 years ago, Ogilvy and Mather suggested that they change their jingle because it was shop-worn and dated and whatever. And so can you tell me what Campbell's soup jingle is today?
Oh, soup is good food or something to that effect.
No, it was that for a while, but they've changed it a couple times since then.
Wow. I'm out of touch. I don't know. What is it today?
I rest my case.
Okay. Your point's well made.
You know, they built 70 years worth of brand equity in those three words, mm-mm good, and then they dropped it. And that is the most expensive mistake that non-guerrillas make. So being consistent good for you. Call ahead on your way to your sales call and say, hi, Billy, I just want to let you know I'm running a few minutes early. Is that okay? Now you've notified them that you're on your way.
Yeah.
And to get ready to receive you so that you're not spending half an hour cooling your heels in a waiting room. And, oh, by the way, Billy, where should I park? Which door should I come in? Would you give security a jingle so that they have a badge ready for me when I get there?
Oh, that is great. Then there again, another tip that's worth the price of admission. Orville, I know
that builds confidence that you follow through and do what you say.
I agree. And I know that you have 7 tips that you wanted to give us, and we just have run out of time. We don't have time for the other tips. But if people are interested and they want to find out some more about those other tips, learn more about you, maybe get a copy of your 37 questions, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can send. They can go to our website at www.gorillagroup, let me spell that, GUERILLA group.com, and click the Contact Us link, and you can send me email from there.
That is wonderful. Orville, you are a delight and a ball of energy. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you.